Soak it up, boys. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. It's the final Brownlow.
To see Nigel.
From this house only. Don't worry. Don't worry. Ficker and Nod. It's no. the final Brownlow from this ass.
Is this really it? Because we've said this a few times now. I feel like, you know, the public are just like, we're fed up. Because it's like the boy who cried wolf.
See, can I be honest? That right there is a problem.
Yeah. What? No, I
think that says a lot about your attitude right now.
No,
there.
I'm representing them.
I've come across people like you this week.
Yeah.
When you're moving, right? Let me tell you this, people. Yeah. If anyone's moving house or doing anything.
People are pricks.
Yeah, well, people can be. And what you don't realise is it's tough for everyone.
Yeah.
Including Tommy Sandu.
Yeah.
Right? But we have to get through this.
Of course.
And we all have to be in it together.
Like Daniel Bedingfield. Yeah.
And there's no point going around with the study booth and going, well, is it really? Is it really gonna be this day?
No, I agree.
Is it? Because you know what, Sachi Muchi?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Because fact is we could be here next week.
So why do you give it the big one?
No, it's not the big one, is it though? If the date's set, solicitors have agreed, what I'm saying is nothing is anything until it's done. Right there in front of you.
Agree,
right.
Agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Agree. So that for that reason.
I'm just saying from you know, because we have to obviously, you know, look after the people listening to us. Like we have been saying it's the last one now for probably 2 months.
Sod the people.
It don't matter. They're not bothered.
Exactly.
No, dude, because no, they're on the journey.
No one is listening to this podcast going, what a bunch of liars.
Exactly.
They are. And particularly Tommy. Why would he lie about moving house?
Maybe they're excited about where we're going to go next. Exactly. As we approach Diwali.
Yeah.
We're going to be homeless this Diwali.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. The only lights we're going to have is people's candles in their houses.
Street lamps, mate.
Yeah, exactly. We have to go up close.
Do you know what? It's quite sad because like now we've come in here today. Yeah. Fully, everything's gone. Like, as in, big things have gone now. Do you know,
fridges, wires hanging out.
Wires are hanging out of walls. Fridges are gone. Like, the sofa's just about there.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, this is it now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to, I can tell that you're at that point now where it's like, there's just random bits left
but what can I just say? There's still quite a lot of stuff, isn't there?
Because we filled storage.
No, Saj, you, like, all of this stuff on the table, and like, you know, like, that is going to start, you know, like, putting it in crates boxes, and whatever. That's the kind of stuff. That's a lot. It will start filling up.
Yeah. So now all the big stuff's gone.
Yeah.
You can now go, right, next. You kind of go in size order. I think that's what I've done.
Right.
So sofas, cupboards, all that.
Yeah.
Now I've got to do mirrors and TVs. Just got to get wrapped up and put away nicely. Yeah. But of course, you can't do that until you get the keys to the new house.
Of course.
So you've got to put them there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you can only put so much in storage. Anyway, it's, but people will say things like, well, are you sure? Are you sure it's going to happen?
Yeah.
And you're like, nah. Yeah. And I don't think you should be that sure. So there you go. That's my little lesson in life right now.
Yeah.
You know, we all just got to relax a little bit.
Exactly. You just relax your body.
Stop clinching.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't clinch.
Just go with it.
So obviously in the midst of you moving and everything, how is the Diwali Halloween preps going? Because I don't remember in my lifetime that Diwali and Halloween have landed on the same day.
Yeah,
and this is if you're British Asian, this is quite a momentous 31st.
So it's next
Thursday.
Next Thursday is
Diwali.
And the day the podcast comes out.
Yeah, and for British Asian, this is a dilemma. Yeah. Because you know, like a lot of our listeners are gonna have kids. They're gonna have to uphold the Halloween traditions.
Yeah.
Right, and then, but they also want to, you know, uphold the Diwali traditions.
Diwali up.
You've got to go maybe take your kids trick or treating, and then you've got to fit in a Diwali meal, and then you've got to fit the fireworks. All of that kind of nonsense is playing in.
Mm.
What do you dress up in? Because maybe you want your kids and stuff to be in, you know, the lengas, the all of that kind of traditional.
I think you got to go traditional scary.
Traditional scary. Right. So this is the year when, you know, when a lot of women dress up as that sort of slightly scary Indian bride, the boot, with the face mask.
Yeah?
And the
why do they do that?
There's a lot of girls who dress up with that sort of traditional Indian bride ghost looking one with a big thing in their nose and the hook in their nose, and it's all,
and that's just normal
twisted bride thing.
That's just normal.
Yeah, but more like skeleton.
That's actually people on their wedding day. Stop cussing them, kid. You're out of order.
After they've shed a few tears because it's so sad.
I'm saying like it's artistic. You know,
calling people
a lot of
getting
time.
Married a boot.
I don't know the actual name for it, but it's like the scary bride, the Indian bride. Maybe everyone just dresses up as a scary bride this year.
Yeah,
and the men.
And then what do you do with the mitai? Because then you need loads of sweets, but then you don't. You know, do you have to? Maybe you level up the sweets so it's just Ferrero Rochers, and then maybe everyone at your front door just gets Ferrero Rochers rather than just going, you know, pick a mix or you know.
Oh, do you give them mitai?
Yeah, what do you do?
You're getting a bag of Falsi Puri, mate.
Like chakri. Maybe give chakri.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Something like that.
Fafra.
But then what would you... Okay, now imagine little Kevin has come around the corner with his mum and you give him chakri chakri.
Yeah.
You don't give him a chakri,
but yeah.
Then that, he's going to go... You're going to send him straight to EDL after that. They're going to go, look, they're coming over here. Yeah.
They've even made Halloween dish.
Yeah, they're calling it Halawali. And
Halawali. Halawali is a brilliant celebration. Right, go, why are we what? Not ever called it Halawali?
Halawali?
It's been a while since Halawali. Yeah. But this, come on, influencers, this is your time now.
Halawali.
Because Halawalis, Instagrammers have to now think of all the Indian snacks that you can make Halloween style. Surely, you know, the gulab jamun, you can put like legs in them, make them look like spiders. You can make your chakri look like
ghosts. You want to get your legs out the gulab jamun.
Okay, how about this?
Go on,
how about the Halawali thali? A bit like when you apple bob for like, you know, eyeballs.
Yeah,
like
so that. what are you getting at?
Well, exactly. So you can make gulab jamun look like
eyeballs. Oh, can you imagine putting your face in all of that sugar syrup, gel? Oh, my God.
And you got to come out with the eyeball one.
I mean, you know, like the two festivals couldn't be so far apart from each other. Because obviously
Festival
one's about
light
and, you know, happiness and new beginnings and
wow.
all that.
Wow. This is
what makes it beautiful. That's
Halloween is just the opposite.
The more we're talking about this, I feel like this is like Halley's Comet. Like, you know, it happens once every 800 years.
Happens every
800 years. I don't think this has ever happened. Does anyone remember this happening in their life? No. I don't think it's ever happened. And I think
it's come to like Guy Fawkes Day and all of that. It's always around Guy Fawkes, but
Halawali. I mean, this is mental.
I'm now picturing Halawali prontas, right?
Oh, right? Yes.
And all the green bits in it.
Yeah.
Right. It's okay. You can have that. What else could you put in there to make it look more? Maybe it's just a gooey cheese.
You could,
maybe a cheese and
the day
pronto.
You could put some sort of like pomegranate sauce in it, so it looks like it's got blood in it.
Yeah, man.
Wow, there's Instagram people. Why? Who? I bet you there is going to be one chef who's going to be start doing this. If you got half a brain cell, you are doing Halawali.
It's too late.
And,
you needed
and between
to be
the three of us, we've got half a brain cell. We've come up with it.
We give you the ideas. It's for you guys to now carry out. Fill your grid. Fill your Instagram. You know,
it's too late.
Get that voice ready. This Halloween.
It's too late.
Now, this Halawali, make sure you make... Why don't you combine your Diwali and your Halloween treats and make spider gulab jamun?
Halawali tarantula. You
know, yes, you know, yes.
Right? And it's just tarantula parantha. Paratha.
Yes.
Paratha tomato. And you squish a tomato into a paratha.
Just give me the normal.
This Halawali, make
one.
Your... Dracula Dokla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With fangs coming out of it.
Dokula. Oh, come on.
We're creating the content for you guys.
We're marketeers. I can't do that.
Someone's going to make this now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ain't no one going to make this shit, Cage.
I tell you what we've come up with, I bet you, if Tesco's had come up with it, they could have done a little range.
Absolutely.
If they'd done a little range of this kind of stuff, the Asians would be all over it.
Yes.
They'd be all over it. They would love it. But anyway, yes, it is happening. So what... I'll be honest.
I think it's too late for all of that because that should have been done, Cage, months ago. You're giving me a week to turn around the whole big Halawali menu.
No, but what... The Instagram influencers are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. They have to wait for a bit of content.
It's done.
Thumbs. Like, it's hard work.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. But all the prep has been done. My mum's been cooking
This podcast comes out on Thursday, you've got exactly 1 week to quickly turn this around.
I know, but everything's being made now, Cage. Everything's being made now. Everything in my house is being deep fried today.
So what's been made?
There's the frosty puri.
Yeah.
The chakri are coming out.
Right. Frosted puri.
The farsi. Yeah,
farsi puri.
Oh, farsi.
Mati.
Oh, yeah.
Chakri. The samosas are on the go. Like,
yeah, but
getting them ready
Sach, your mum's not the influencer. You're the influencer.
She's an influencer.
Yeah. But you take this now, and now you make it Halawali, innit?
I'm helping Tommy pack his ass.
Yeah.
That's where you become. I want to see it on your grid. I want to see someone make this, put it on their grid, and tag us. We will share it and we'll let the world know about it. If you start making this food, we'll do it.
I'm
thinking about it. This is incredible.
Well, hang on a minute. You said to me earlier, you ain't got no Diwali plan. So there you go, Kedge. I want to see you do a Halawali party if you believe in it that much next week.
I think I'm going to look into it.
Halawali rave.
Yeah, with the whole family. Get everyone to dress up as a witch.
As a witch? Well, that's yeah. how they normally dress up anyway, but... yeah, but no, I just think it's going to be fun. So the Diwali prep has been happening in your gap.
I would love to see Diwali steps. It's going to be nothing Halloween about it.
No, exactly.
Nothing. Gives it the big...
Kedge, I'm going to guess your answer, but do you think somebody who chooses now... I was about to say, sorry, but we're doing Halloween because of the kids. We'll be there with our sweets.
Oh, you're not doing Diwali?
Well, I normally just go temple anyway, right? So I'll do that anyway in the day.
Yeah.
And maybe take the kids
because they're
on half term. And then, so that'll be nice. And then we'll come back and we'll just sit in and give out.
But
sweets.
To be fair, now it's because it's on a Thursday, it's a Diwali bender, weekend bender.
Oh, do you think?
It's all the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through.
You can't say
so Diwali. Halloween bender.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Like Halloween weekender. It's like Halloween's... Halloween's on the Thursday, and I think people might just get that done. And then Friday through to Sunday is still Diwali.
Yeah, because people are going to be doing Diwali dinners.
Yeah,
mine's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, because there's a few plans that are happening that, you know, being sort of in the mix now. Like, you know, are we doing a big dinner on the Friday? Are we doing it on Thursday? So I think it might be sort of the warm-up meal on Thursday night.
Yeah,
warm-up. Because everyone's got, you know, work.
Pre-party.
Yeah. Pre-party. And then we'll do the big one on Friday night, fireworks, all that jazz.
We're going on Friday, yeah?
Yeah, and then I think there's going to be a card session maybe Saturday. Yeah. So, you know.
We're going for the big one on Sunday.
Three card poker. Dinpati, yeah.
We're going for the big one on Sunday.
Oh.
Because.
Why?
I'm working all the next week is Halloween. Oh. It's like the busiest time of year for me.
This is dilemma for British Asians.
Halloween and Diwali are two of my busiest weekends in the whole year. Coming up with Christmas and all of that. Easter as well. Bank holidays. And it's like they're both on the same week. So I'm out from Wednesday onwards.
Wow.
You won't see me.
Good. Good. And so
wow, this is, I mean, you know, I'm not celebrating
until Sunday.
Are you going to play Thriller?
Of course
he is. Yeah, I have to, obviously.
You've got to start with the Vincent Price intro as well.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
This is Kedge's fantasy, is to watch you DJing, suggest songs.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've had enough of him watching me DJ.
It's not a fantasy because obviously every now and then I do get to see him in person.
Every now and then he gets let out.
Yeah.
Day release.
Yeah, exactly. They go, look, if you're on good behaviour and you don't touch Satch, you're allowed to come back again.
So I was out on Friday night because it was the reunion of Kedge and his friends that you've never met.
Yeah.
And so obviously because Matt had come down from Thailand. So
by the way, Tommy, they exist.
Do they really?
They exist.
No, there are websites you can rent a friend.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I didn't actually have a conversation with them because I got there and I literally just jumped on. But
Satch was late.
Satch
was late.
They could be rent a friend.
They could have been, yeah.
No. They were there. We've
never seen pictures and I couldn't verify. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But they were there. They were all very excited that DJ Satchy was going to be in the house because they know what... Every time DJ Satchy's in the house, it means that we end up drinking more than we need to.
And doing stupid things.
So, but
are they being silly?
Well, I'm just going to say, can I just say that obviously I was really looking forward to, because it's been a while since I had a little boogie down to when Satch is DJing, because I do like it.
You call it a boogie.
I love it, yeah.
See what I mean?
No. But, you know, that's just...
some shapes.
No. That's just a, you know, sort of... But I want to say... he's really good. Satch is.
Sounds good, DJ.
He's very. He's. You know what it is.
Come off it.
What I noticed is that it always takes a little bit of time for everyone to warm up. And Satch, I can tell that Satch is going through the gear, and I love that. It's like a Formula One car. You know, you can do the sound probably
first
the engine
gear.
The first gear. Then. Now we're in bashment. Yeah. Now we're just full blown. Everything. Hardcore. Everything. Yeah. That.
That's it.
You need the engine.
Time to go home.
Popping. Yeah. No. Oh, okay. So, but that's how Satch is when he DJs. And so, you know, there was a crowd there. There was a big birthday going on there. They had a big celebration as well. We were just celebrating, obviously, just for the sake of celebrating Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. And Satch is brilliant. And I love that. And what I was, obviously, because I was dancing. And I don't care because I'll just dance on my own.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah, I was throwing the shapes.
Was he going for it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was. He was fully... Okay, so. Tommy, he was... I could see him. I was DJing. I could see him in the booth over there, corner of my eye, and he's got those...
Acknowledging... No, that was while I was sitting down. Acknowledging. Yeah. Obviously, then I got stood up.
In your head, who are you picturing? Who do you look like?
Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide, 305.
I didn't even finish your sentence. Who do you picture when you've done Pitbull? Yeah. I am Pitbull.
He's lucky thought of that.
I thought of that. Already. Have you heard Pitbull's Bollywood song?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
I can't take Pitbull seriously. Ever since he performed with Deepika Padukone.
Yeah.
And he went, big shout out to Deepika.
Yeah, I know. Deepika.
Who's Deepika?
But it's a banger. It's a banger, Bulbul Air 3. With Dilji as well. I think it's a banger. But anyway. But what I loved seeing and what I want to give a little sort of what's that, a little bit of advice to people, especially when the likes of Satch and Jags Climax are DJing, right?
His two favorite DJs,
yeah, and because for a reason, because they're very good, and I describe you to actually a couple of English people as the two best DJs in the UK, but the feedback I want to give to other people who are just the average punter. Yeah. When Satch is DJing or Jags is DJing, is what's going through your head for you to type a song onto your phone and then show Satch to go, can you play this?
Yeah,
because this will but I'm gonna defend you here, Satch, because this will improve your set.
Mm.
Hold on a minute. Are you listening to what he is doing at the moment, this set? Because firstly, are you not happy with what's going on at the moment? Because if you are, then just be in this moment and let the DJ surprise you and take you on this musical journey. But you going up to Satch and going, can you please play this song?
Can you play my song?
It's like there's so much injustice and so much disservice you're doing yourself.
Let me tell you something, Kedge.
No.
You look at this.
No.
Can I be honest? This is your problem. You're so intense, right? Mm. Someone just wants to hear a song.
No.
And now he's going to, you've come here to the nightclub. You paid money to come here and me to work for you. And you have the cheek, the audacity to ask for a song.
Let the night surprise you. Do you know what this DJ?
There's people there that will just stand there the whole night.
However, that's what it was. However nice it is.
Maybe they want to get involved.
They don't want to get, because they just want, play my song. That's what they want.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what he was being requested, but it was probably some left field kind of, drill tune. No one will know. He might know, but no one else is going
to
know.
Yeah, but when people just said it to me, they go, oh, will you play this? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right? You just go, no.
But because this is the gift from the DJ that he is giving to you.
But what I would say to punters, my advice is always that there's no point suggesting a song because... if I was going to play it, I'm going to play it anyway. Yeah. If you pick something I'm going to play, I'm like, cool, I'll play that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, done. Mm. Yeah. But I'm not going to really go
change
off
my set. I've planned this and I've done some work. I think what they do is they think that you're just literally just sort of sitting there scratching your nuts, and then you just turn up and you think, right, I'm going to just play a set of tunes. Like, there's no like rhyme or reason to what this DJ is doing.
I couldn't think of a DJ that definitely wouldn't scratch his nuts. And that's Satch. He would not. He's just not that guy.
No, I know.
He's not a nut scratcher.
Satch is class.
No, but there was that.
He'll have someone to do it for him.
I mean in the DJ booth. No, was he anyway?
Yeah, there's someone down there.
Yeah, I did notice that. But Satch was brilliant. And obviously he gets better as you do more shots as well. So,
me.
Yeah. And so, and then.
What were you having shots of?
Tequila. Because you know,
regular, this guy, honestly,
Patron, no, coffee? No, it was just regular. Because you know what, also what happens is that people go, oh, I can't have this. Oh, I don't like Red Bull. What do you call it? What they call it again? It's the Jager bombs. Yeah. I don't like. I can't drink this shot.
And you're right.
Purple Haze.
Everybody always says, but I love tequila.
Well, then I said, well, we're going to just stick with one. Then let's just go tequila.
Do you know what, Tommy? He was fully out.
Yeah, you know, based on that, Satch, is when someone is on the tequilas, they are going for it.
To the point.
You're saying, let's go.
He didn't even say bye to me.
No, I can explain that.
He just left.
No, I can explain that. 1:30
in the morning. No, it was about 1:15. I saw him in the corner of my eye. I saw him and then disappeared.
Remember this, guys. Let me just recap what's happened in the last 5 minutes. Satch is probably one of the top two DJs in the country when his music is playing. Yeah. How dare anyone disrespect him?
Yeah.
The night gets better and better and better. Yeah. I'm having my shots. It was so good that screw Satch. I'm going home. Satch who? I don't even know who Satch is.
I've actually got a video that I didn't even post where I just sort of filming him and he just sticks his middle finger up at me. I was like, that's nice.
Yeah, don't film me.
But don't film me. But and also I was just to annoy him. I was writing my own messages on the iPhone and just showing to him as well.
Will you play this? Will you play that?
You're way too good a DJ to play rubbish music like this and all that kind of stuff. Just really annoying him. But I can explain why I didn't say goodbye to you.
One of the messages Tommy was like, oh, you're actually quite a good DJ.
You know that. You know it. No. He thinks it's
funny.
He was winding up. Yeah.
You know what I should have done? Picked his phone up and thrown it in the crowd.
No. But the reason why I didn't say bye was because you realise, oh my God, I'm busting for a wee. I went for a wee and then I was back with a wee and then Matt comes and goes, Kez, the Uber's here. It's been waiting for ages. I'm like, oh God. And then he just pulled me out. Zip was open and I had to quickly run out and then I couldn't say bye to him and he was just.
And he finished his wee in the Uber.
Yeah. No. But you know, it was one of them rushed ones. It just got rushed and I couldn't say bye. But I thought, rushed you. It's Satch. It's fun.
To be fair, if you had your zip open and he came near me, we would have definitely fallen.
Yeah. The podcast would have ended.
He didn't get to say goodbye, but something else waved goodbye.
Exactly. So there was that. Also, the other thing I want to bring to the table this week is something that we've never really spoken about, and it's a type of shoe that was the topic of conversation.
Don't cuss a croc.
No, it's not a croc. We've been there with the crocs. We don't need to expand on my views on the croc, but that's fine. You crack on if you want to wear those. Crack on with those shoes. But I was in the lift at work with a presenter and a few of his producers. So, right. But I'm not going to name the presenter. And
Bruce Forsyth.
He's dead, bro.
Oh, how recent is this story?
Oh no, like last week.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
okay, right.
Yeah. So I had
Dermot O'Leary.
No, you're not going to get it. So I had
male or female.
Jesus, guys, male.
Yeah,
I had Jordans on, and they're shiny ones. And so the presenter goes, "Oh, like your shoes, Kedge. You're very shiny."
What, Piers Morgan said that?
No. Piers Morgan would not say that. So I said, oh, well, you know, I cleaned them. I said, they're actually a year old, but I just clean them well and you know, I make sure I look after them. And he was like, oh. And he went, oh, well, me. Actually, I've got to say, by the way, this presenter is not old. It's mid-30s, I would say.
Okay.
Right? And he went, oh, but he goes, oh, me, I've got my Skechers on. And I went, oh, cool, okay. Mm. You know, I'm not judging. That's fine.
Yeah.
Slip-ons.
Yeah.
Right.
Jamie Redknapp advertisement.
Yeah. 30-year-old, yeah?
Yeah. And I...
My folks wear Skechers, I'm just saying. My dad
exactly,
does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think everyone's parents have got Skechers. They love Skechers.
Maybe they do. Yeah. Because they're slip-ons. Mm. But I just thought, what person is rocking Skechers mid-30s and slip-on? How bad is your back?
No, I ain't got a problem with the brand. Skechers, if that's your thing, cool. I'm saying the slip-on should not be happening.
Okay. What? I just think you've lost the will to live. If you're doing slip-ons at mid-30...
Have I missed something? Is Skechers... I thought Skechers was known as like just a comfortable trainer.
Yeah,
I think that's Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah, they're for comfortable.
Honestly, I don't know anybody who wears Skechers.
Oh, all Indian uncles and stuff wear them.
No, like Mussies under the saris. Yeah, they're wearing
no,
them.
No, even just general aunties and uncles, they all wear Skechers.
Really?
Yeah. They're comfortable shoes.
Skechers, I thought, was like that. I remember when they first came to the UK, they came from America, everyone went crazy for them because they tried to compete in the Nike market and the Reebok market.
Yeah, you can't compare it to that.
And now they're just doing more like geriatric shoes. So that's fine.
Geriatric shoes.
But like, what I'm trying to say is like, I just felt sorry for this person. And why are you wearing like, you know, like, I know they've got Harry Kane to advertise them, Jamie Redknapp to advertise them as well. They're obviously getting paid loads of money. You reckon Jamie Redknapp's walking around in Skechers?
I think he is.
Well, he never wears them on Sky Sports. They always got those smart black shoes on with
the but I bet if he has to wear trainers in public,
I don't think so. I think I'm now growing a bigger problem with Skechers than Crocs.
Oh, what?
Oh, nah.
So let me run this.
I think they're good for a certain age bracket. I get it. But for a mid-30-year-old to start rolling slip-on Skechers, I think, mate,
so
you've given up on life.
I know you know this.
I know they're comfortable for kids as well, like younger kids.
Yes, I agree. They love them. Fine.
I would say do not knock the trainer of old people.
Agree. Right?
Because they are the best trainers.
Agree.
Because they're going to be supportive. They're going to be well designed.
No, I'm not saying. I think
exactly. They're to deal with issues.
No, I agree with you.
Once you're past 60, I think it's fine.
Okay, so let me. You know the story of Nike. So everyone, this is quite a common story. So Nike was selling its trainers, but it was really comfortable. And guess what? Old people are buying it. Not cool young runners, right? Mm, right. So then they sold that bit of technology. They just sold that bit. You know what? Forget that. We don't want this. Yeah. A company bought that bit of technology. Yeah. That company is Asics.
Yeah.
And they went on and look at how respected Asics is as a trainer.
Yeah.
But they basically took Nike's cast offs because Nike, like you, Kedge, were going, nah,
this is old people.
We made an old people shoe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Skechers going, screw that. We're going to throw away with that design. We're going to just put in air bubbles now and go down the young
people. Yeah, exactly.
Right? But okay, Nike did all right. But I'm just saying, I don't think I'm far away. When I hear...
Oh, no, Tommy. No, please.
On
please,
LBC,
don't,
which I listen to quite a lot, they advertise sketches quite a lot.
Yeah, they do. Right? I listen to that as
so
well.
So I hear every... You know, and now it's really drilled into me that...
But that's the audience,
just,
Tommy.
You can just slip it on. And I generally...
Tommy is the audience.
I generally thought of you because remember when you told me off when in the shower, I go, sometimes I don't wash my shins because it requires a full bend.
Yeah.
All right? And you need to wash disgusting. Your shins. You might have dirty shins. I said, I don't. There's enough soap and stuff running down.
Right.
I think it's all right. But anyway, and then I thought, because I don't... the full bend in the shower. That's so stupid. I thought, oh, maybe the sketches is bang up my street. And then you are talking about it.
Tommy.
I think I manifested this conversation.
No.
All right. Well.
Well. Anyway, I'm checking you. So don't do that.
Well,
please.
Sketches. If you're looking for someone with size 13 feet to advertise your
Tommy, I bet you if you try the pair on, you'd think they're comfortable. They are. I'm not gonna lie. They're comfortable.
Sketches obviously has got a pair. Of them
I haven't got a pair.
Air Max, and I'm sure Skechers.
I've tried a pair on, but I've not got a pair.
Go
but
Reebok Classics if you have to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Reebok Classics doesn't have the boing.
Yeah, we need a bit more.
Oh, that's
boing,
all
boing.
Fake boing.
And hey, take whatever fake boings you can, bruv. That's what you can do. We're taking one. Listen, tell me, I'm not taking anymore. Let's move this on to McDonald's.
Ooh.
Are you listening to McDonald's management?
Is that who you have?
I'm addressing.
I don't know how we just pick on brands.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because
they're both on the take this week, Skechers and Magnus.
Yeah, what it is,
they paid you.
We're working people.
Yeah,
right?
And we expect better.
We're consuming life, and we want to be the best at what we do.
Yeah.
So we expect the best from what others do, right? Mm. So I've got two issues with McDonald's this week, right? I'm moving house. So I remember, when you're moving house, you know, my training's going out the window. I don't know where my kid is, and you're just eating food on the go, right?
Eat food.
Right. So it was early morning. I picked up the van, right? I picked up the van at 8 o'clock in the morning. And driving back, I thought, McDonald's. Yeah. Mm. So I thought, the McDonald's about 3 minutes drive from where I'm picking up the van.
Oh,
right?
Wicked. Yeah.
I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to order it on the app.
Why not?
Right? My kids are still asleep. I rung my missus. I went, Milo and Logan both like a hash brown.
Yeah. Mm.
They don't want a hash brown? And they were like, yeah, they said they do. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I order it and I go, yep, pay it. £12, whatever, brilliant.
Yeah.
Accept.
Yep.
And it says, yep.
Yep.
Let us know when you're here.
Yes, you
check
have to
in.
Check in, yeah.
And I went, no. I'm 3 minutes away.
Wrap it up.
Start making it.
No, but they can't. But what if you don't turn up?
Okay, how about this? I'm a grown-ass man. If it's cold, it's on me. I'm telling you, you should have an override button that goes, start to make it. I'm on my way. I'm not an idiot.
But you might judge it wrong. There might have been traffic.
I might do. Then you know what? Medica suri.
Right. Did you hang on? Then so when you did you go for a drive through or did you
no,
go
it was
in?
No, it was a collector. There wasn't a drive through. Okay. Right, you can order on the app to collect on the drive through.
Yeah, right.
But I was like, no, and it went and it goes and you know what? It's patronizing as well. What comes up on the screen goes, ... Looks like you're not here yet.
I know.
Not looks like, Biv. I know you're tracking me, right?
I'm
clearly,
not.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
I know. But, and so I got there, walked into my door, I went, looks like you haven't made my food yet. Right? Like, what's going? So that was the first part that annoyed me, right?
How long did you have to wait just out of interest?
Oh, yeah, it can't have been that.
Let's hear it. I want to hear the minute.
I would so love to call this McDonald's out because it was too long, bruv. It was
How long?
Eight, 9 minutes.
That's not that bad.
No, brother, it is.
I see where Tommy's come from. The fact, if you're ordering this on the app, then you expect to be a little bit quicker. Like,
no,
so
but
you,
that's it doesn't work like that.
Just open up the buns.
Starbucks,
yeah.
If you pre-order a Starbucks, 9 times out of 10, when you walk in, it's ready.
Right, exactly.
Do you pre-order for your Starbucks?
I have in the past.
Right. Who the bloody hell does that?
Sometimes you know you're going to go past it, like on the way from the train station.
Days.
Just pick it up, ready to go. Bang, bang.
I just think the jumewari, the responsibility of it, should be with me. And if I say, trust me, don't worry, I just want to walk in, grab it and go, because I've got to go, right? Just start making it, please. Please, I'm not saying in a bad way. Please.
Responsibility, okay. What's the word?
Huh?
What's the word for responsibility in Punjabi?
Jumewari. Daily Jumewari,
That's a new... I'm going to have to add that to my Punjabi vocabulary.
Yeah?
Jumewari.
Yeah. Daily Jumewari, like it's your responsibility.
Oh, okay.
I think that's me.
Right,
watch me get called out.
In Gujarat, it's Jawabdari.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, same.
Answer.
Jawabdari.
Yeah.
Dari, same thing.
You are answerable.
You are answerable.
That's
what it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Do you know what?
Your beard is answerable.
Yeah.
I had a bit of beef with MacD's this week as well.
Okay,
go on. So I went in there.
By the way, I got a part two. But let's take an interlude from me. Yeah.
But this wasn't McDonald's fault. Mm. It was a person that was in there's fault.
Oh, of course.
What, a customer or worker?
Customer.
Oh.
And walked into the MacD's local one. It was the worst smell I've smelled in my life.
What was it?
It was making me sick in my mouth.
For sharp.
And the thing is, my nose was blocked as well. So for me to smell that, it must have gone right through 100, all of that. Yeah. All of that.
That must
all
have
up
been
in
someone
here.
Who's not washed.
So walked in and I could see the board. Do you know where you go in, you tap your order?
Yeah.
Got to the board and I could see like this commotion happening to the side of me. And I was like, right, what's going on here? Lady in there eating her food and she just stunk. She smelt that bad that right. Everyone was walking in and complaining.
Wow.
So now the manager had come out and tried to get this lady out there.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, even if you got her out of there, the place was still going to smell. Still. You know, like it was in there.
Yeah. Oh,
so then man. I was just like...
Sedge, why did you not walk out?
I touched the screen.
Oh, you touched the screen. It stinks.
No, but like, I went in. The whole thing was about 30 seconds I was in there. Went in there, touched the screen. All of a sudden, the announcement thing goes on. And the new McDonald's had this. Oh, the store is closing now. Everyone needs to please leave. And like the screen just went blank. So I was like, wow. So then I just walked out like 30 seconds. And then like, as I got out, I just started like kind of seeing what's happening. And the lady wasn't leaving and it just stunk and everyone was kicking off in there because this lady stunk.
Oh, man.
It wasn't McDonald's' fault, but it was just like, well, would you, I went KFC next door.
Yeah, see, are you kidding?
I had a stinker on the train next to me.
Oh.
Yeah, really bad, really bad. Is I had to get up. I had
what
to
can
get
you
up.
Do?
Can't, I just got up and had to go into a different carriage. What can you do?
But
yeah, people stink. What can you do?
Okay, so somebody else that stinks is injustice.
Yeah.
Here we go.
McDonald's.
Here we go.
Okay. I want to say this now as with a smile on my face.
What was that Lamar song with Injustice?
If there's any justice in the world. Oh.
What happened to Lamar?
Be your man. You would be my girl.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a poster. He's performing.
He's around.
No, he's performing with, not Damage, but
he's
someone
doing
likes
bits.
That.
He's doing bits, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, he's, you know.
It's not what was the actual chorus line for it? It's not justice.
Yeah.
That's what he just
ain't
sung.
No justice in the world.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, so there was a lack of justice here.
Go on.
I'm saying it now with a smile on my face, but...
Were you angry?
At the time, I was like, this is wrong.
Oh,
what is
wrong.
Happening?
Here we go.
This in years to come, I think... should be stopped as a practice amongst restaurants, particularly McDonald's. So
the Karen in him came out.
So I'm ordering. Oh, so my
Karen Sandu.
Yeah, right. Karen Sandu. Go on.
Yeah, right.
Go on, Karen Sandu.
Karen Singh Sandu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. The lion in me, right? So Milo and Logan want a sausage muffin. So they want it with just a sausage in the, like they have a plain burger.
Yeah.
Without the egg.
Without the egg.
Yeah.
Right? And firstly, on the menu, that doesn't exist.
No.
Can you customize it though?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you can.
You can. Yeah.
So what can you, what would you do then in that customization?
Take out the egg.
Take out the egg.
Yeah.
However, do you get a reduction on the price?
Oh, no, of course you don't,
Why would
Tommy?
You?
Okay, why would you? Do you want to add an egg?
It's going to cost you more, yeah.
It's 40p. You want to take out an egg? Minus off 40p.
No,
just no, because that's an extra egg, Tommy. No, that's not wrong.
No,
argument.
No. Baba. Yeah, no.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
This argument?
I can't even think how much.
So, hang on a minute.
It's
a very valid argument. Hang on a minute. You're the guy that goes in there and gets a Big Mac without the buns. Do you want to pay less for no buns?
I would like to.
No, but you don't
know.
I've ordered less.
How is this the same?
I want you to DJ for 1 hour and I want you to DJ for 24 hours. Same thing. Same,
no,
same
that's different.
No, why is that different?
No, that's more.
I've had less product from them.
No, it doesn't work.
The product is whatever the product is.
The product is going to say the name of the product I ordered.
The product.
This is what's happening.
Exactly.
Egg McMuffin.
Tommy, you've booked me
an egg McMuffin.
Tommy, you've booked me to DJ for 1 hour.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes, you tell me to go home. Is what you're telling me to do.
No.
Yes, because
you're telling me to go home.
Yeah.
You're still paying for the hour.
No, because you haven't used those 50 minutes. I didn't consume that egg.
So would you want a refund for 50? You want me to prorate the price?
Yeah.
Give you back? No, it doesn't work like that. Don't be so dumb.
That's a dumb.
Okay, silly.
So if I go into McDonald's and I just buy ketchup, like, oh no, but it comes with a burger because that's how we sell ketchup.
No, that's not. No,
so you have to pay £5 and then you get the ketchup.
I don't know how you're even justifying this.
I mean, there's ways of saving money, Tommy, but this is ridiculous.
No, it's not
ridiculous.
Saving money. I felt like it was immoral.
No, it's not.
No, it's not immoral.
You're changing the meal. That's on you.
Yeah.
No, okay, but then
And changing by subtracting, not adding.
Okay, but why is that fair then?
Because when you add, you've got to pay more for it, obviously.
Yeah, so when you subtract, it's why extra. Should you not pay less?
No, it doesn't work like that.
But what you're not justifying it. On that same principle, it should be like, if you can add to it and pay more, why when I take away from it, do I not pay less?
No, because the service, whatever the item is, that is the price.
It's like all these years, I get a cheeseburger, no meat patty in it. Right,
he's paying for the whole
but
thing.
I'm paying for the cheeseburger. That's,
you should have had this thought a long time ago. Then.
No, don't be so daft, Tommy.
Really?
Yeah, that is stupid.
Really? No,
you're winding me up because you don't understand this.
Maybe I know. Maybe I know, but I'm sharing my thoughts.
Look. At the end of the day, you gotta give it to Tommy that he's seen something where he's trying
it's
to.
Injustice.
Trying,
it's not. It's not right. Injustice.
It's not.
If
that's
I
not
buy
injustice.
A t-shirt, I shouldn't have to pay for a shirt. No bar.
No. No, that's like saying, if you go and have, I don't know, like say pasta, spaghetti or something, and then you go, I don't want the olives in it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't charge you less for it.
You're going to get on a flight, to Dubai. You're not going to eat anything on a flight. Do you want your plane flight
That's a Ryanair costing right there.
If
you don't have a seatbelt, you pay less.
No, but that's right there. If you don't eat the food, that's your problem.
That's a you problem. No, yeah,
but,
exactly.
But what that, okay.
It's there for you to take, and you paid for it.
I'll tell you what that is. That is
the service.
That's the wrong comparison.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, because that's the
same thing.
You've bought the flight, and as part of the flight service, part of it is that, right?
It's like saying. You've bought the burger, part of it is the egg.
It's like.
It's part of it. Okay. It's part of it. You can't.
But it's like saying, so are the tables and chairs, but I didn't sit down. I don't expect not to get money for that. I'm going takeaway, right? But I could sit down for the same amount of money as I could leave. And then if I could use their heating and lighting for that time, you're right. You know, like, they don't
usually charge, they charge you for sitting in.
Yeah, really? You pay. Yeah, yeah, you that's pay why. More. That's
well,
why you
not
have
McDonald's
to.
That, no?
No, it depends, if you say.
Oh,
you
got, really?
Yeah.
If you say where you're eating in some places, it charges you more.
They charge you for that.
Right. There, you're justifying it even more then.
No, it's not, because then you're using more of their service.
And I'm using less of it by saying keep the under, give it to somebody else. Sell the under to somebody else.
No, but they can't.
I'm not taking the under from them and just lobbing it at the window. I'm saying the under didn't get consumed.
That's a you problem. You should have taken the egg with you back home. And if you did,
can we throw it out to the people?
And if you want, I'm sorry, if you want, put it on Vinted.
That is, I'll be honest with you, that is another level of kanjurism.
Exactly. That is worse than the flipping gudai.
I didn't argue it. I just started talking.
I think you did.
I don't think it's right.
Oh, you didn't argue it there, but you argued for half an hour on our podcast.
I'll be honest. I thought, I tell you who'd understand is my boys would understand. That's what I thought.
No. I'd love to, but I can't on this one, Tommy.
No,
I think there's a lot of emotions with leaving this house and you boys don't understand what I'm going through right now.
The injustice that I face and I want to bring up is again, part of a breakfast thing as well, is that I went to two coffee shops in the last week and I ordered coffee, right? And I don't know why, but like, you know, when I get coffee from Starbucks, it's like nice and hot. If you get it from Costa, it's nice and hot. They put it in if it's a takeaway cup, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's nice and, you know, Nero's, it's nice and hot. When you go to these slightly bougie coffee shops and you order a coffee, why are they? And you'll know this, Tommy, as well. They're never, it's like, they're always lukewarm. Is that? Is there a thing behind that? Why do they only give it lukewarm, which literally it would be your first sip will be warm and then it just gets cold, tender, and it's just terrible. Mm. Why do they serve it like that?
I'm going to just hazard a guess at this. I think it's the industrial nature of the Costa, because you name big firms here.
Yeah.
Costa, Starbucks, Nero,
they're
right?
Banging them out constantly.
Yeah. So they got their machines fired up. They're pretty, as an engine, it's a 6-litre V8, whatever, right? It's like
and it's
that.
Fully
that's
working.
That's just the dude that they're gumming in that thing, right? And it's just a dude that's warm. But you're telling me these
the
coffee
hot water in your coffee as well?
All right. There's a little bit, But you're telling me that these coffee shops don't have the facilities?
No, I think they have the facilities, but I don't think that where Tommy's saying that is constantly on the go. The machine. Yeah. Bang, 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 making coffees all day.
Oh,
that
really
one
disappointing.
Might cool down a bit.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a break.
Or it's just not designed to be a furnace.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not designed to be a Ford Transit.
I find that, then you know what? There's a gap in the market. Can someone just invent a machine that's just basically
that does the luxury
warm
stuff?
Or you want it bougie?
I don't want it bougie. I just want it warm.
How about you just go to a coffee shop that makes coffees?
Really hot.
Starbucks or Costa or whatever.
No, that's fine. I go to Starbucks. People cuss me, oh, can't you just go to the big brand coffee?
Yeah,
you
do.
So I went and supported the local one. Do you know what I mean? I went to the local coffee shop. I thought I'd have a nice coffee there.
Yeah.
They have got the almond milk. They had all of that, but it's just lukewarm.
Yeah, not good enough, Kedge.
It's not good enough.
Did you pay a little bit less? I think you should have paid a little bit less.
Of course he didn't.
I should have paid them less because they didn't heat it enough, so therefore they used less electricity.
Yeah. This is not really a coffee. It's
I should have taken a thermometer with me.
Yeah, it's a bit
weird. Sach, have you got anything to moan about while we were
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not really a moan. It was just more of an observation. And Sunday was the first official kind of storm of this year because it started with an A. Storm A. I can't remember the name. Was it Alex or something like that?
Okay, right.
It was something
simple.
Like that.
It was simple.
And honestly, got out of my car Sunday playing badminton, and this never really
what
happened.
What time was it? I missed the storm. What time?
It was about 11:30-ish.
In the day.
And literally jumped out of my car, and honestly, I think I got blown into the court. Yeah, like that. That was it. It was just chaos. Leaves were in my mouth. Everything.
Oh, God.
I was out in central London. There was no.
I don't know. It was just, and it was like a short period where literally it was just going for it.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, that's it. We are now in that territory. Storm. We're in storm season.
Yeah. And also now they've have you noticed that they do name a couple of these storms with slightly desi names?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. The English ones, they have the odd one that might.
There was one last year.
Because it's come from that end of the planet.
No, it's just because for diversity.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You haven't got to name storms for diversity.
Yeah, because they've only had English names. Now they've I think last year they had a couple of Indian. Well, they had maybe Muslim name,
there
one
was an
Indian
Abdul
name.
Or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was something like that.
Now that you say
have you heard any of the storm names in India though?
Do they do that there?
They do.
Is it a thing that's done all around the world?
It's all over the world, yeah. Because obviously names? America has a storm that every...
Storm names in India must be so much fun.
Let's have a look.
They've got storm names in India.
They must have done Samir.
Well, it's not really a storm. It's more cyclones. Because obviously it's cyclone season.
Cyclone. Yeah.
Apparently in India at the moment, the weather's really bad as well. Like Mumbai and stuff like that. It's still raining. It shouldn't be
Give
raining.
Give us some cyclones.
I should point this out. It's the World Meteorological Organization. So that's why they name it on a global level. So that's why, they would be naming them everywhere. It's not just...
The Indian cyclone names, come on.
Oh, go on. I've got some names here.
All right, go on. One in 2019 I saw in November.
Yeah.
Cyclone Bulbul.
Bulbul.
Cyclone Bulbul came down and just blowed everything out in Odisha.
Cyclone...
Today, Cyclone Bulbul is attacking the streets of Mumbai.
There's a cyclone Biparjoy. There's a cyclone Gulab, a cyclonic storm that it was Andhra Pradesh in 2021.
Wow. Gulab.
Oh, there's a cyclone Fani
named
by Bangladesh. It hit the Odisha coast in
Fani.
F-A-N-I. Like Finding Fanny.
Yeah.
The film. Yeah. Oh, F-A-N-I. I got a good one.
And it was
one.
Tommy. Yeah. Extremely severe. Cyclone Fanny.
Fanny.
Okay.
Yeah. Severe Fanny.
Yeah, that's a bit like his podcast. Cyclone, one in Gujarat.
Oh, yeah.
21 and 22 causing severe wind damage. A bit like what you do, Ken.
Yeah, go on.
And it's called Cyclone Tauktae.
Huh?
Tauktae.
Let's see.
T-A-U-K. T-A-E. Tauktae.
Oh, that was a severe one as well. Tauktae?
I wonder where their name comes from.
I don't know why.
I think they should be. No, I'm sorry. But if the cyclone is in Gujarat, it should be called Cyclone Kamlesh.
Oh, Tauktae. I'm going to bang you.
I think it needs to be names of where the region is. Like if it's in Punjab, it's got to be cyclone.
But then it moves though, doesn't it?
It's going to be in an area where it's just going to murk it first. Like all the hard, it's going to hit hardest there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, well,
but then I think people in India will start kicking off because it's like, well, we've not had a cyclone named after our state. So I think that's going to cause issues.
Yeah,
such.
I suppose, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We can't have, because then, I reckon the South Indians will say, there's not enough storms named
but
after
us.
But
I think it's one of them things now. We've got to, just see what names. So there might be a storm next weekend or something, and it'll be whatever it is.
Do you
it's
think
going to be the letter B?
Do you think there'll be a Kedgel or, do you think there'll be a...
Yeah, because it goes A all the way through, isn't it?
You have to go, depending on, it goes through the alphabet as you sort of
might be a storm Kedgel.
You know what? I would love to meet the people that make the name decision. Mm. I genuinely love to meet them.
Yeah.
They go, we name it.
That's their job.
Yeah.
That's their job, that we're going to go through the 12 names.
Yeah.
Oh, not 12, because it could be more.
Oh, you're right,
kicking off. Drop the bottle of water.
We can all lose our bottle sometimes, Sach. Don't you worry, mate.
All right, so we're talking about the storms around the world, everything. But I've got news from around the world. And it's actually, I was quite shocked that this is actually happening. But it's basically news from New Zealand that I've got. New Zealand.
NZ.
So it's, when you go and drop your rallies or your friends or your whoever off to the airport.
Yeah.
And you've got the drop-off zone.
Yep.
In New Zealand now, they're now limiting the hugging time to a maximum of 3 minutes, with anyone wanting to say a longer goodbye to basically go to the car park. So this is now obviously New Zealand's international airport in the South Island.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying that it's part of a broader effort to improve the safety and keep the traffic flowing in this zone. Mm. They want couples, family, loved ones to just stick to a maximum of 3 minute hug time.
Yeah, but
it's hard to say goodbye, so make it quick.
I think that's not a bad thing though, Kedge, because over here, you know, when you drop someone off to the terminal, you pay a fiver.
Yeah.
Or if it's standstill, it's £7.50.
Even if it's 2 minutes.
Even no, it's 30 seconds, you're still paying £5.
Yeah, just to go through the gate.
Just to go through.
Right.
Once you've gone through that board and the thing's picked up your plate, you're paying a fiver.
That's it.
Or you get a fine.
So,
but once you're in, you can hug as long as you want.
Yeah, but
no,
if you parked up.
I think it's like half an hour. But you can't, what are you going to do? Like, you can't just stand there, can you?
No, but I think for this is, it takes us longer to say goodbye because, you know, we have to, like, you know, touch the feet, do all of that kind of stuff. No. It takes a bit of time.
Who drops you off at the airport?
No. Say if it's
a long lost
seat.
Thank God he's not an Uber driver.
Yeah, no. I think it takes us longer. So you know, the CEO, his name is Daniel De Bono of Radio New Zealand. The CEO of the airport. He's basically said that, you know, airports are hotbeds of emotion. And he quoted a study that suggested a 20-second hug is long enough to release enough oxytocin, the love hormone. That's all you need. So 20 seconds is all you need.
But I think the actual thing is 3 minutes, isn't it, that you can be in there? Is that what they're limiting it?
The maximum is 3 minutes.
3 minutes, yeah.
But three minutes are long hug, isn't it?
You don't need to hug. I think your goodbyes.
Yeah,
just the hug.
You get in, you get out, you take your bag out, or you help the person take their bag out, and then they leave. You've got to do all of that within 3 minutes and say hug.
They're employing officials to basically time you.
I think that's a good thing
to manage how long these people are hugging everyone.
I think there's too
much. Is a 3 minute hug? I mean,
no,
look,
but you're not.
You guys are huggers. I'm not.
You're not hugging for 3 minutes, you bully.
See, I tell you what's going on.
I do find it weird when, you know, sometimes you hug people and they just hold you. They just stand there and they hug you. I'm like, okay, bro, we've done this now. What are we doing now?
They just close their eyes and put their head on your chest.
No, I remember this one guy growing up and he was just like, he loved hugging people and he was, you know, he was like...
Kedge's the wrong person to hug.
And he'd come up to you like, he's your mate. He was the same age as me, like maybe like 15 days older than me.
Right.
His name was Raj, I'm going to say it. Yeah. And he was... Hey, Kedge. And then he's quite tall. He was taller than me. Hey, not like that. No, he's married with kids. But he just hugs you. And then you're like, you know, like your neck's just sort of propped on his shoulder. And you're like, okay.
Your neck's on his shoulder?
Yeah, kind of like.
Why are you getting
hugged? Yeah, why?
Well, no, because he comes in and he does a tight hug. And then you're like, okay, now. And then he just stands there. But like, you know, like maybe the hands are moving. His hands don't move.
He's stroking your back.
No, they didn't move. No, the hands don't move. Like,
a brotherly hug.
It wasn't an embrace.
His back.
Boy, it was
then
just
it
like,
went a bit lower.
You just stand there. And I'm like, okay, so when did, like, I see people who hug. I see it a lot with Asian people as well. Like, even with women.
One of the teachers at school?
No. But I see it with women. They hug and then they just stand there.
I don't mind a hug.
I've seen that a lot.
They
hug and they stand in that embrace and then there's no movement, there's nothing.
How long? Keep putting that number on
Well, for me, it starts getting awkward after about 10 seconds.
No, 2 seconds. I haven't hugged you for more than 5 seconds ever in your life.
No, but that's fine. But I just, like, if there's any more than that, I don't know, like, what are we supposed to do? Do we start dancing?
I'm picturing that hug. I'm picturing two women hugging and holding on to each other, right? And I'm telling you now, what that is one of them's going through something, the other one knows it, something big's happened, and they're just having a little bit of like a, hey, I know, this is our little moment.
Or.
It's more than that.
Oh. If you haven't seen anyone in a long time, you might hug them for a while.
Yeah.
That's normal as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
than a minute.
If it's like a little nephew.
You're not going to hug someone for a minute, you bully.
Yeah. You might do.
No.
I think you would.
They do. No.
You don't hug someone for more than a minute.
You hug. You might start. You might chat. You might hug again.
So that's what I mean. You come out again. Yeah. You go back in maybe again or whatever like that. Maybe, I don't know, kiss on the forehead or something, right? Like, you know, if it's a loved one and all of that. But I'm just saying, some people just stand there.
Tommy, kiss him on his forehead.
I'll hug him.
I'm just saying, I've seen those kind of things.
Shall we have a 1 minute hug to say goodbye to this house? Or do we do it?
Maybe. Yeah, let's cuddle together.
Have you? You know what I was thinking? You've been upstairs in this house.
Yeah.
You've been to the attic because we filmed.
We didn't film.
Freak. Yeah, we did. Freak. What was a Freaky Friday song that we did? It was, we got sacked, and I said, "Oh, let's still just do a parody."
I filmed you in your bathtub.
I woke up in this brown body. Yeah, 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 yeah. Instead of Chris Brown's body.
We did this Brown's body.
That did really well. But we filmed it upstairs in the locker.
I've been everywhere, anyhow.
So yeah, I don't know if you have Satch.
No, I don't think
I've stayed upstairs as well. I've stayed overnight.
Do you? Just out of interest, do you want to?
No.
Exactly. Have you seen that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Satch, you've got to watch Curb.
What?
It's so you, right? Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's just a bitter old man. In America. But he goes around someone's house and it's a new house. And he goes, "Oh, hey, Larry, I'll show you around."
Yeah.
He goes, "Nah, you're all right."
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Larry, do you know what? Nah, when people show me around the house, I don't get it.
Tommy's house is like the fun house upstairs.
I don't get it.
It's so much fun.
And he goes, "Oh, do you?" He goes, Why would you say that, Larry? Why would you?
Yeah.
He goes, "Look, I get it.
Nice house. Yeah, cool. Exactly. I'm happy in the room.
There's going to be some more rooms, more walls. I love that.
Well, you might not want to see his house, but what is it that you watched this week that you want to share with everybody?
Can I do what I've listened to?
Yeah, go on.
I've watched Wolves.
What's that?
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Apple TV.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Any good?
Dutty. Yeah, so it looked it.
I'm sorry, Brad and George, you are fine. Wasted. Beautiful. But what's
it? Are there coppers or something in it?
It looked rubbish.
I don't want to spoil it, but you know, it's not a spoiler. They are.
Well, you spoiled it because you said it's rubbish.
No, yeah, but that, yeah, I suppose I'm. But I don't want to, you know, you can give it your go yourself. But they are clean up people, you know, like in Pulp Fiction, Mr. Fox. They just turn up and make
clean the murders.
The dead body go away and all that. And get people off the hook and all that. But it's them two and they have to work together for this thing. But it's just so slow. Ugh. That's all I can describe it. And not only that, at one point they take the mick out of, come on, they're saying to one guy, get on with it. And I'm like, oh my God, this whole film needs to get on with
While we're talking about turkeys, then I'll add my film in the mix as well.
Turkey? It's Diwali, mate, not Christmas.
No, but you know, like a real bad film that I saw. Okay. Which I thought.
Tell us your turkey.
And I don't know why, but I wanted to give it a go just for pure nostalgic reasons. And I felt like, you know, I was invested. I saw Beetlejuice. I've got to watch Beetlejuice.
The second one?
Yeah. My God. Like,
is it bad?
Poor.
30, 35 minutes. And poor. I was like, what is going on? Who cares? It's not scary. It's not funny. It was nothing.
Do you know when like the hype of a film goes away so quickly? You know that.
Have you seen it?
No, I've just seen that it was a big thing. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, so I was quite excited.
And then all of a sudden, it disappeared. And do you know what I've got to say? No, none of us have seen it. The Joker 2 is like disappeared off the map.
Yeah, it did.
Like, as in,
the Joker 2?
It's fully gone. It's gone.
I still want to watch it. I want to watch it because I think a couple of influencers decided they're going to say that it's rubbish, and I think every influencer is just saying it for the sake of it. But I think you've got to make your own mind up about it.
Yeah, no, but don't get me wrong. I will still watch it. But from what I've seen, do you know like the hype of it? It just came.
Yeah, because the part one was brilliant.
Brilliant. Everyone was talking about it.
But they've decided, I know, we've got an incredible film idea, but let's make it into a musical.
Yeah.
And I think they just kind of messed it up. So we're going to have to give that a go. But so don't watch Beetlejuice.
Okay. One of the things I listen to, and I'm just going to drop this in because it makes me sound a bit more smarter than I really am. I host, as you know, every year, the Desi Blitz. Well, I'm part of the Desi Blitz Literature Festival.
Oh my God.
I've done it for like 4 years in a row.
Desi Blitz Literature.
You know Desi Blitz? They're a web page and information, a news hub thing.
Yeah.
And they do a book festival. They do a literature festival, but they just big up Asian authors. Right? Okay. So it's all Asian authors that have written different books. Okay. This week, tomorrow, Wednesday night, I'm hosting in Waterstones in Birmingham. It's Nusrat Mehtab. Now, she's a copper.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Former copper. But she joined, I think the timelines are about early 90s from what I'm gathering from the book. But I'm interviewing her tomorrow. But I'm listening to the audiobook. Mm. My word. You know, like this time last year, I actually interviewed somebody else, Dr. Shahid, who was a doctor in a prison.
Right.
And it gives you that whole insight to what goes on, the kind of nastiness, illnesses, threats to life, all that. Now, you hear this Nusrat story.
Yeah.
And basically, she's just pretty much saying it's run by a lot of dirty old men. The cop, right? You got guys in the Met, and there's men that stand in doorways and make the women like brush past them to get through and all that, right? And how she couldn't wear a skirt and she had to fight for trousers, but she did all this change, blah blah blah. So generally tomorrow I get to interview her, but because you know what it's like, Kej, and you'll get this from being around authors that come onto radio shows and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You then go into that world.
Yes.
The main thing about her is, for me, is a connect, is she's from East London, so all the pubs she's talking about, she goes, I got into my first first fight there. I was punched to the floor there. I got my first arrest there and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to say it as well. I can say it here. When she talks about the police and how the system can just work to just try and end her in many ways. Mm. It reminded me of a certain organization that you might be familiar with.
Really?
That will just kind of go, you know what? The rules are all skewed their way. And it's not a massive long book, it's about 8-9 hours.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I want to get that one.
And it's, she properly kind of goes, and then this happened. And then they said this. It's just terrible things that went on there.
All right.
Yeah.
Something I did watch though, and it came out on the BBC a few weeks ago, and it keeps popping up on the Sky, you know, catch up.
Sorry, I'm going to say this one thing. It's called Off the Beat. I didn't say the name of the book. Nusrat Mehtaab, Off the Beat.
Okay.
The thing I was watching is The Night Sleeper.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Heard about that. Where is it on?
It's on the BBC.
BBC.
It's probably on your Sky Planner or whatever.
Is it one of their good dramas?
It is. It was a Sunday night drama. So yeah, it was proper. 6 parts or something.
The first one just come out?
No, the whole thing's available on iPlanner. You can watch it back. They've all been aired as well, I think. Boys, you've got to watch it.
Is it good?
It's really
brilliant.
Good.
That's what they do so well.
It's about a train that's been hijacked, and you can kind of see how it's been hijacked. And sometimes I think about it and I'm just like,
I do love a hijack.
That could happen today.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I love a hijack.
Yeah.
Did you see the Idris Elba one?
Yeah, of course.
Really good.
But I think they longed out a little bit too much.
Idris one. Watch it, The Night Sleeper. And the other thing that I finished as well, Mr. McMahon, by the way.
Brilliant. Vince McMahon.
Watched all 6 episodes. And I've got to say, even if you're not a wrestling fan.
I'm not.
If you want to start a business or you want to know how to run a business, watch that.
Or to evolve a business. I would say he is the Alex Ferguson of wrestling.
I would say that's probably one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time.
I would put it in my top 3 things I've seen this year.
Agree.
And we are at the end of the year nearly.
Honestly, it was... Agree. Also, because I was expecting it to be rubbish and it was just brilliant.
Oh, very good. Okay.
His drive... Unbelievable.
Yeah, and just keep it involving. Even when he was losing, because obviously I didn't know all of the stories about him. But, you know, there was a WCW. That was the rival sort of wrestling federation. Yeah. And they were then, they overtook him in the viewing and the ratings and all of that. And WWF or WWE was really sort of rock bottom. And it was just,
No
one's watching it. What do they do? He's lost his stars. Hulk Hogan's gone. He needs to find somebody, you know, like a new star that they can create. And he just kept pushing the boundaries and made it work. I mean, I didn't even know that wrestling got a little bit like, you know, a little bit rude, a little bit naughty.
It was,
you know, like a little bit adult, entertaining. Yeah. And it was wild.
Yeah, it really was.
By sort of late 90s, early 2000s.
And that's when me and my brother were watching it. We were teenagers watching that.
Were they getting in the ring and do other things?
Well, yeah. There was all sorts on there,
Tommy.
There
was nudity, mate.
Yeah.
In the ring?
Yes.
And in the story,
there was a ring and a ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
The whole thing was called the Attitude Era, which I think is probably the best part of wrestling.
Yeah, I missed that. But it was interesting.
Brilliant. And it was really like, you know, there's a lot of blood in, you know, hardcore
stuff. But Vince McMahon since has now got these allegations and he's not looking in a great place.
It's not looking great for him. But just as a show to watch and, you know, what he done. It's brilliant.
Yeah, he's probably not the best example of a human.
No.
But as a businessman and the way he ran that whole thing and took it over from his dad, I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
So that's why it's worth
it. And also the other thing that everyone's watching, every group on my WhatsApp, everyone just keeps talking about it this week, is that Sweet Bobby thing.
Yeah, man. Everyone's all over it.
You know what? I haven't seen it.
I don't care.
I don't think I'm going to watch
it. I don't care either.
The podcast is fantastic.
Yeah, I've had 3 people ask me, Kedge, what's the latest? Yeah. Are you watching it? I was like, honestly, I don't care.
No.
Why have you dismissed it before even watching
Have you heard the podcast, Cage?
No.
Have you, Tommy?
Yeah, of course.
I have as well.
I've not heard the podcast.
It's a catfish story, isn't it? It's a catfish story.
Yeah, but it's
that's
layered.
Fine.
It's
good for them. No, I don't care, though.
I can hear in your tone that you're almost upset. What's the matter?
No, there's no. That's not the kind of.
But it sounds like you're annoyed at it straight away.
No.
It's annoyed you.
No, like it's like Baby Reindeer. That shows that just don't interest me.
But this is a documentary. This baby. Acted out.
I just don't think I'm interested. Since I heard the podcast, I thought about it and I was just like, I don't care. I don't want to watch it.
Genuinely, I really love the podcast. Right? When it came out years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so much so, I contacted Alexi Mostras, who is a producer, and I went to him, you know what? We had a great chat and I said, you've done a great job on this. Because there's so many, imagine, there's loads of voice notes over 10 years. I said, just to put that story together, to edit, to make it make sense. And also what he does a sort of spoiler at the start and that taking that editorial. I just think that was so well. And I feel like, so I did watch most of episode one, but I tailed off because I know the story.
It's the same.
So yeah, it wasn't same, that. Yeah. And I know. What so, but then again, I've got my Jim and John equivalents, your friends, going, oh, so tell me, you must know Kira. And I went, I knew of her. Knew of her, but we didn't know each other.
She's been doing interviews recently.
She was on BBC London today.
And I think we, our paths might have crossed at the odd Met Laugh.
So it's a woman who's playing her along as well the whole time.
Sorry?
It's a woman who's playing her along.
A cousin.
Yeah.
It was her cousin.
A cousin.
Yeah. Incredible.
I tell you what, there's a lot with Asian culture around it. I think it's just more like, it's a story that gets people talking because the natural thing to say is, oh my God, what an idiot. How could she go for 10 years without even seeing a guy? Yeah. That's an obvious thing to say.
Yeah.
But then weirdly, when you get into the murkiness of it, you're like...
Oh, the phone chat must have been brilliant.
It's just, exactly. So, but it was, everyone's talking about Sweet Bobby this week as well.
All right. Things we learned.
Things we have learned. Okay, I'm gonna go with mine, right? And it is to do with Rolling Stones and Hinduism.
Oh.
Do you know it?
Let's look what I've got.
Have you got the same thing?
I can't remember. I've got the same thing. But all right, I'll switch it because I've got something else. You go.
Okay, I'm going to carry on then. So am I?
You go. I've got something else. So I've got a part two.
Is that a first?
We've had that. I think we've had that a couple of times before. Maybe, but we've got the same story, but that's fine. Go on, you crack on.
Okay, my story is this.
Yeah.
The goddess Kali.
Yes.
Was the inspiration for the Rolling Stones. You know the band, the Rolling Stones, they have a logo and it is a picture of a pair of lips and a tongue.
Yeah.
And the tongue is sticking out.
Yeah.
Like the goddess Kali was very famous for being pictured as, made statues as, Kali has the tongue out.
Out.
Right?
Yes.
So a lot of people think, and also Mick Jagger with his big bulla, right? They thought, the face was after that, right? But they went, it's going to be after his big lips and him like bit rock and roll, Mick Jagger. They thought it was that. Yeah. And they thought that's where the logos come from. But it was commissioned by an art student. Mm. And that art student, whose name was John Pache. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, John Pache. He took the inspiration and he said it. He goes, I got it from the goddess Kali. So I thought...
There we go.
One of the biggest bands in the world have got the full...
Yeah, he got some artist in the UK to come up with it, and it was brilliant. Wow. So yeah,
that's good, isn't it? I thought that was
yeah.
You know, as you get older and you realise there's so much more that comes from you know Desi roots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love it.
Exactly.
I can see how that culture was just. I would love to. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I want to go up into a drone and I want to rewind the Earth like 500 years a second.
Well,
just to watch where everyone went and came from and moved from. Would you not be interested in seeing that?
Yeah, I'd love that.
And even seeing countries reformed.
Like, yeah, like all the different races created.
Right. When I hear about
the Aryan race.
Right. Well, yeah. And when you hear about all these little islands where there's pigs and goats and it's in this island's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
How did that happen?
No interest, Satch?
Don't care.
No, he doesn't care.
Okay, go on. What did you learn?
So my one was, so there was that one, then I was this one. This was my second one, the sub, but the substitute has to come on and play the game now. And that is...
He's so humble.
IPA beer, right, is where you can get it. I've never known what IPA stood for.
Really?
I didn't know.
Oh my God, come on, Kedge.
So basically it's Indian, isn't it? It's Indian Pale Ale.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. So, but then do you know why it's called that?
No.
Okay. So that's what I looked into. And what it is that the British used beer to colonize.
I was going to do this one.
The British.
I thought it was too crap.
Yeah.
In their efforts to colonize India, they wanted to obviously send them beer. So they kept sending beer over on the ships back in the day to India. The problem was that obviously it was on a boat for so long, extreme temperatures, prolonged storage, and there was no refrigeration. So transporting beer was a problem. It always got spoiled on the ship. They didn't know how to get it to India and not be, you know, sort of ruined all the time. Mm. So then there's this fella called George Hodgson of the East London Bow Brewery who created the first IPA. Why and how? Because it was more bitter, it was more alcoholic, and therefore it made it last the long Ocean Trip. Yeah. So that's why it's known as IPA. And all this time, I didn't know that it stood for Indian Pale Ale.
But look at that.
There we go.
And by the way, also East London, Bow, just up the road from here.
So there you go. Yeah, just down the road.
Next time someone's having an IPA, Kedge, you might show it to you.
You know that. You know that. Wait, I'm telling you, when when Asian people figure that out, they'll be like, oh, you know you're going to give that story out to people when you drink an IPA.
At the end of the night, Kedge was an IPA. He was an Indian pale Asian. Just leaving your
very, campsite. Very pale.
The thing I learned this week is you are likely to be killed by a vending machine rather than winning the lottery.
Oh, yeah. So you're more likely to get killed by a vending machine than win a lottery.
Than win the lottery.
Oh, okay.
How many people a year? No, I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
Because how many people a year die from being killed by a vending machine?
Well, it must be high then, isn't it?
It must be high, yeah.
I think that there is a
lot of vending machine related accidents. So it could be falling on you. You get your
because people try to rock it, and then it's
something stuck in it.
Yeah, something stuck.
Absolutely.
God, it's like my toilet.
And can I just speaking of machines? Can I just get one more thing off my chest?
Because
I was meant to say this last week because obviously it was relating to the week before when we did the quiz.
Yeah,
and it's about a photocopying machine.
Oh,
lads, how much would you pay for a photocopy?
Oh,
7p.
It was 5p back in the day.
Yeah. It was 5p.
Well, it was a bit cheaper. It was like, it was a bit, like, it was a 3, it was 8p, cheaper than 5.
Not 10p.
I think it's 30p now. I think it's 30p.
25p.
Wow.
So I had to, do you know for the quiz?
Yeah.
I had to print off about 100
of them. You printed out loads of those sheets, you know?
It's 20 quid it cost me.
Wow.
Expensive.
So that's why we collected everyone's answers and you kept them?
Yeah, I've kept them at home because I'm like, we're using that paper.
Because that's money.
We're using that paper.
Okay.
You go around, it's like it's Satch's toilet
joking,
roll.
I threw him in the bin. No. But I couldn't believe it. I could
that's
not
expensive.
Believe 25. And do you know what? I haggled with the guy because I was like, look, I'm printing 100.
Yeah.
It needs to be 20p. And he goes, oh, go on then.
Wow.
So yeah,
also,
20
also,
quid.
Also, the whole printing situation as well. We're in 2024, but the machine is still massive.
It's humongous.
Why have they not figured that out yet?
I'm just saying for 20 quid.
Yeah.
You can buy 50 eggs at McDonald's. You can get 50 extra eggs at 40p each. But if you take one away. Okay, no, I'm only kidding. Right. Boys, I generally don't know. We're going to have to work this out right now where we're going to do the podcast from next week. But we won't share that with
you. This is sad, man.
This is sad because this is.
Not, bro.
No, but as you said, this is where it was conceived. The podcast was conceived here.
Yep. All three of us had our legs open.
Yeah. Who did who? I think Kedge.
Do we have to go into that?
I think Kedge impregnated.
Let's leave some of the magic for the listeners.
No, technically, I think it was Sony because Sony came along via Kedge.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden we were.
Yeah, I remember when I called you guys and I was on the balcony of this job that I was doing at the time, which I absolutely hated. And I gave my resignation in about 3 days later after that. But I rang you guys to tell you about let's do a podcast. I remember I was on this balcony.
And weirdly, my mate Darren, I want to just mention him because he just before we started, about a couple of months before, he went, have you thought about podcasts? He goes, I listen to a lot of them. Mm. I go, everyone's saying that.
You weren't really on board. I remember.
I was upset.
You were a bit down and you were like, oh, I don't know, Kedge. And I said, no, let's give it a go. I remember that. Satch was like, let's try.
You know when you just want to take your ball and go
I didn't want to do it. I just got roped into it.
Yeah, you were doing your DJing thing. Anyway. No, but you're right. All of that. And you know what? I'm not going to get all like heavy about it, but it has so much has happened in these few years from this house.
Yeah.
6 years, really. Yeah,
you know,
we've been doing it.
6 years, exactly, almost.
Exactly, right? And I've been at the house 10 years. So, you know, the podcast has been the dominant part of my time in this house, not the radio show.
No.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And in that time, things... I mean, I remember being out of a job and painting those shelves that are behind there.
Yeah.
I painted those, right? And the cubboards as well. I had them fitted, the kind of... Because I thought, what do I do?
Yeah.
I must do some DIY.
That's why there's some of
I'm waiting for all this to be cleared up and for it to all go away.
Oh.
Surely they'll realise it's all a big...
Nothing needed to go away. It all came in the brown load.
I think exactly. Big... I came in the brown load and then it was born.
Ta-da!
So you're right. So lots happened. But honestly, I want to generally say this, and I've said it to my missus and all that, and we've been talking about change. And she goes, oh, how do you feel? Are we feeling like emotional? Are we feeling sentimental? And I was like, you know, the boys have been raised here. We've got a lot of memories with the kids.
Mm.
But I've always said, this is my new little phrase. I know it sounds so basic. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
It sounds too basic.
Give it.
Sounds
stupid. Give it to us.
Nothing changes unless something changes.
Yes.
I know it sounds obvious.
All right, Tupac changes.
We should play him out with the music.
That's it.
All right. Until next week from another place, but the same three of us. Still with the... See, it's us that make it. This house don't contribute jack to the
podcast. I thought it was a table.
Nah, not the table. It's not the floor. It's not this echoey room. Okay. It's us. So we continue. So on to next week and on to more brand load action. Have a great week and we'll catch you soon.
Laters.
Laters.